Yoga, acupuncture, and massage therapy are just some of the ways the VA is now treating patients in addition to the traditional medical care. 3 years ago, the VA started taking a more holistic approach to health care. Diane Phillips is the patient-centered care coordinator at the VA Medical Center in D.C. She says this approach to treating patients is quite a change from the traditionary model of VA patients.
What we have discovered and what the VA has embraced and we're very excited about is putting the patient at the center of care and actually coordinating care the way the patient needs it. And that means a number of things, using telehealth, which is very, very popular and just blasting open. It's growing by leaps and bounds. Using alternative therapies, complementary and alternative medicine, such as acupuncture and Reiki, massage therapy, different things. So what I do is look at those processes and those treatments and modalities and make sure that it is patient-centered.
To make doctors' visits easier, veterans are now using telehealth, like video conferencing or Skyping with your doctor, and the center also helps patients streamline their multiple appointments into just one day so they don't have to make separate trips to the hospital. Phillips says many of the options were suggestions from veterans themselves.
We work with a very unique population. Veterans typically don't lack for opinions or the ability to express them. That being said, what we do is we survey patients regularly in a variety of ways. We have bedside surveys that are done daily for inpatients and also for outpatients, and we do a large number of those. And they not only give us great data to work from in terms of the patient experience and what patients think we should improve on, there are open-ended questions, they can actually type in their ideas and their thoughts, but it gives us an opportunity for service recovery.
The change reflects a shift in the patient population with an increase of young veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan.
My analogy for what we're doing is that we have the same challenge as baseball. We're steeped in tradition. We've been doing this the same way for a long time, and now suddenly we're having to attract an entirely new audience. We have young, vibrant, working veterans who want to seek care here. We have to make ourselves fit into their lives. It's not the old medical model that the doctor is always right. Now the patient's always right and the doctor is listening. So,
Diane Phillips is the patient-centered care coordinator at the VA Medical Center in D.C. She is part of our Cool Jobs in Government series. We have photos of the VA's different therapies, from kayaking in a pool to working with the VA therapy dog, Gilbert. Find it on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Search term Cool Jobs.